the attic space ends here. And then he, this superstructure came when he raised the added front porch in the living room. But it was built in the most primitive fashion. You can see it goes from there, slopes up yonder, then you had a fit building it. And there again, when we went into the new, we made, rather than trying to make it simulate the old, we made it very obviously new. This is a bonus bench from an antebellum plantation church on my father's place. The little neighbors sat here like this in the attractive meeting, and the Negro preacher would exhort them to come through, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they'd come through and they'd jump up shouting, and then their parents would run from the back and grab them, and they'd all shout. And then for several days they'd go around and testify. They'd walk up to you and shake your hand and say the same thing over. So glad, done got Jesus, so glad, done got over at last. They had the same little
kind of ritual.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of a life thing that was so repetitious. See, it even just conforms to those seats.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, this isn't uncomfortable at all.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And this back wall of this was the first post office from the Prairie community that I came from. The little town's gone now. I mentioned the little small village I live in. Mm-hmm. And they had pigeon hooks for the top. I got the desk and brought it on with him. See, I'm from about 20 miles, 30 miles away.
Oh.
In the Prairie. When you step down. And here's a log room. Now, the architects who studied this thing say this is the prettiest floor we've got. See, it was unmutilated. This same type of floor was downstairs in that bedroom, too. Mm-hmm. But evidently, it got damaged. The architects say that this isn't the settling of the house. You see how the floor slopes?
Yes.
That the frequently the upstairs flooring in the attic space was designed to shed water.
So
the bedroom below would not ever, when the roof, you know, became faulty, you got to have double protection. Because see, the logs don't slope.
That's right.
The logs don't slope. The whole thing is settled. The whole thing would have, but this is just plumb. This is just fine. Mm-hmm. And you can tell, they could tell from the way they looked underneath when they tore into it, that it did not settle in any. Isn't that fascinating?
It is, and I wonder what kind of support they have there to keep it from settling.
I don't know. See, it slopes that way and this way. So any way the water hit, it went off.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no evidence of the logs.
No, the logs haven't given it off.
And in fact, the floors feel very solid.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like it like gives a little bit, but it's good and solid. And this is the beautiful pine up here. And
by the way, what is this? Is this
this skillet?
Yes.
All right. When the folks came from this particular skillet, the one like it, when they came from Virginia and they cooked out when they would camp on that way, they came in a complete unit. Usually, if they had any property, they'd bring their slaves and all look after them on the way. They would have wagons and people wagons. But these were the cups that they used to cook in the skillet. And when we've had museum people through here, and this is the one thing that one museum man tried to get from us. Of course, the very fact that he wanted made it so don't it. But this is the pattern of some of the early American cups. But these were used to put in the skillet, you see.
Oh, I see.
And they cooked anything in there. They put coals under the skillet, mm-hmm. and on the lid, you understand.
Now,
seen the lid on.
Yes. What I'm wondering, did they call it a
I don't know what they call it. Not a Dutch oven.
It is not a Dutch oven.
Not a Dutch oven. Now, we call it that today.
And you did you ever hear the word spider for it?
Well, now, this is a spider.
I see.